What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And I understand not a lot of people called in yesterday, probably won't call in today because of preparations for Easter. Passover is underway, spring break in a lot of different areas here. But we do have one caller waiting on the line, and that's Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, I want to correct your pronunciation of the representative's last name. His name is Henry Cuellar.
Cuellar.
C-U-E-L-L-A-R. Yeah, he's Spanish.
Okay.
Mexican American, and he represents
Thank you.
The district there along the border. I think he's been red pilled.
Okay.
Over this whole thing. Look, this thing is really spinning out of control, and I think people don't really understand how disastrous this is going to be for the Biden administration. This is the worst handling of any domestic issue I have ever seen by any administration this soon.
I absolutely agree.
And they just seem to be absolutely incompetent. I can't think of one thing the Biden and Harris or anybody else in his administration have done that smacks of competence in anything, period. And if it's this bad now, you can imagine that it's only going to get worse because they're going to continue to try to sweep things under the rug, lie
yes.
to people, and then try to backtrack and blame it on somebody else whenever as it continues to blow up in their face.
Do you remember when you were back in high school and they had they called them either the clique or the socias? It was all the rich kids, and they ganged together, and they'd get away with all kinds of things and cover for each other. Well, that group of individuals with that maturity or lack thereof and put them at the top of the national government, and you've got a good simulator of what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it is that they're smug. They're smug.
They can't even get the smirk off their face.
No, they can't. But the more they dig in their heels, the worse this situation becomes. And look, it's not just domestic issues. It's just international issues as well. You saw what the Chinese delegation did to the Secretary of State and his underlings up there in Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the beginning. And look, Putin, I guarantee you, Putin is laughing his rear end off.
Yes.
You got to think that Biden is absolutely a pathetic, demented old man. And he has to be scratching his head wondering, why is it that Americans allowed that man to be installed as president? He's got to know that Biden did not win that election.
I'm sure he's very well aware of that. Well, I think the problem is that most Americans still expect that at least some part of our government is going to do the job according to the Constitution, and it's only just now beginning to dawn on them that the entire system is completely corrupted and rotten to the core.
Oh, yeah. Really, if you want to glimpse at how bad things really are, this is it. This is really it. Those people are so entrenched in government and in the bureaucracy that they will stop at nothing to try to maintain their grasp on power in this country.
Well, that's why they're going after the guns.
Yeah, it won't work.
No.
It will not work. I think this is going to blow up on them again. I follow various websites and other commentators who are saying that these gun bills are DOA in the
yes.
Senate.
Well, unfortunately, the Democrats have got a majority, they're tied in the Senate, but they have a Democratic vice president, and they certainly have the majority in the House of Representatives. And now we have Biden out there saying that he's going to sign executive orders to grab the guns, which, again, executive orders are only binding on the executive branch of government. They certainly have no force of law for ordinary American people. But I know how we can stop Joe Biden from grabbing our guns. We'll just tell them they're upstairs.
I've seen several cartoons about that.
Oh, okay.
Some time ago.
Here I thought I was being clever.
No. Somebody else beat you to the punch. Some time ago, I said I would send you a ham radio technician license manual, and I've lost your address somewhere, so I'm going to send you an email to respond to that. And not only am I going to send you that, but I have several HTs, the handy talkies, which you use with your technician license. And I'm gonna I'm going to put a very nice one in there. I have a good many, along with a bunch of HF units. But I'm going to put a nice one in there along with a good antenna and the charger.
Well, thank you. Battery. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and of course you can't transmit on that until you get your license.
Until but I get my license, yes, I'm aware of that.
But you can receive. You can listen. But you can't transmit. But I'm sending it to you as an incentive to get your license because I think you'd really enjoy
ham radio. Well, thank you very much. Yes, it probably will work.
Good. Anyway, I'll get that out to you. I'll send you that email. If you'll just respond to that email, I'll get that out to you in a day or so. And it's a very good it's a very good HT. It's a Yaesu FT60. Very solid. Been around for a long time. I have a newer Yaesu FT3DR, which is a digital type radio. You can do both analog and digital on that. Yaesu makes very solid ham radios, the HTs and HFs, and I mean, you can't go wrong with the Yaesu. But I've got that thing sitting up there on my desk, and I think I'm not using it now. I'm using this other Yaesu, but it's a perfectly good HT. I need to either sell it or give it to somebody. So I think I'll just send it to you.
Well, thank you very much, and I really do appreciate it. And you're right; this will motivate me to get my technician's license.
I hope so. If you have any questions about studying for that thing, let me know. I've got lots of advice for you, but there are many resources out there, along with the manual. But there are many resources on the web to use to study for that, and I'll send you information on that too.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Mark. Thanks for taking the call. Bye.
All right, you've got it. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the radio, and we're going to switch to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just going to say for the resident Biden, he's not running anything, and neither is simple Kamala Harris. They're not incompetent. They're not the boss. And if we keep talking about it like it's supposed to be instead of talking about it like it is, we're going to keep losing. Okay? So who's running this? The Federal Reserve. You know, who is running this? What are they doing? It's fraud. Fraud negates consent.
Yes,
it's odious debt. It can be canceled. Their assets can be seized. These are criminals. We need to start looking at what is. We need to stop obeying illegitimate authority. If somebody doesn't have the right to tell you what to do, why are you obeying them? And if you just think about it, these are people telling you not to breathe. They're telling you to take an experimental vaccine into your body so you can get on a plane, so you can live your life. And the thing is, we're dumb enough to do it. That's how they evaluate whether or not you get to live or die. It really is survival of the wisest. If you don't have the sense to look at people who say they want to kill you and who's the democide over the last 100 years killed 200 million people.
Yes.
The governments are the most dangerous. So why are we trusting them to put things into our bodies that aren't even manufactured in America? And I wouldn't take it if it was manufactured here. From the backgrounds and the history of these people and their families, this isn't one generation of this stuff. Anthony Fauci's granddaddy was involved in the 1918 flu, or his daddy. That's what I mean. It's like the Bushes, Prescott Bush, H.W., then W. They're just criminal after criminal. So why are we trusting them? Why do we continue to just respond to what they put out there?
Oh, because like, that, you know, television set tells us to. And we believe what the television tells us.
Well, and this is my point. We have all the power. Stop obeying illegitimate authority. Keep your money in your pocket. People, you have to stop paying those taxes. All the things they want to give away to all these people, that the real assets they want to give come from the real people making them. We can trade among ourselves. Make our own currency. We can make a labor currency, and it works just fine. All money is the stored fruit of your labor. If I'm a naturopathic doctor, I charge $100 an hour. You know, if you're a, you know, shoemaker, you charge whatever, 30 bucks, whatever, whatever it is. And we trade amongst ourselves. We develop our own Trump TV. I wish he'd do it. Mike Lindell's coming up with a social media thing. Well, that's yes. the one. I'm still not on it, but when I'll get on it. I don't understand why people are still on Twitter, still on Facebook, when they're screwing you and they're telling you you can't talk and they're oh, I'm going to give you a bad rap on the knuckles, whatever they call that. I don't know. I don't live in that world. But
no, neither do I.
Well, so my point is we have all the power. All you have to do is turn off of those things. Go to gab.ai. I saw Andrew Torbo, you know, that you've got plenty of patriots out there.
Yes.
The other thing is keep your children out of these schools. How did we get so mass indoctrinated that we're behaving the way we are? There's a full-on invasion, and people don't even, oh, well, yeah, well, we want to be welcoming, and you know, all this feel-good crap. That's what they did to your kids over the last 3 generations, 4 generations. So you basically have a bunch of, you know, you ever heard that thing, if you're not a Democrat when you're young, you have no heart. And if you're not a Republican when you're old, you have no brain.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah.
Well, I was that girl. I voted for Bill Clinton. Everybody has a right to health care, and we have to. But I worked as a pharmaceutical rep, and I worked with doctors and hospitals and budgets. And, you know, you look and you say, now, wait a minute. You can't provide all these services for nothing. Somebody at some point has to actually put something into the kitty. There has to be a real thing to give away. And so they've trained us not to work. We send our children to school all day where they sit on their butts and learn lies, evolution, and Heather has two mommies and tranny story time and all this crap. And they don't know if they're a boy or a girl, your health secretary. You don't know how your body works. You believe a bunch of lies instead of having them engaged in real life. This is the thing. Real life doesn't lie.
Hello?
You know, the cow really has the baby. The corn really grows from the plant. You know, you see real life, how it works. And so when they tell you something that's 180 degrees out of kilter, you know, literally up is down, don't, wear a mask, don't breathe, because they say so, when oxygen is what kills pathogens. Don't get any sunlight. Bill Gates and Harvard are blocking the sun, you know, to prevent global warming. Except for, oops, you need sunshine to provide vitamin D, which is a hormone produced in your body that, by the way, shuts the door that COVID walks through on the ACE2 receptor site on your cell wall. Well, so everything they're doing hurts us. Why do we keep obeying them? And this is my point. Please, stop paying money you don't owe. If you've not looked at hisadvocates.org, you know, please have him on for an interview. Talk to these people who are literally filing the contracts. All you're doing is canceling contracts. And I know this is true because I do it without any I didn't cancel anything. I just tell everybody at the time I'm speaking to them what's what. And there is no defense in their world for the truth. If it's the truth, it stands. Unless you have a truth that opposes it, you can't win it. You can't win jurisdiction over a man created by God. They respect that. They just know that most people perceive themselves as the children of, the minor party. So when they tell you wear a mask or put your kids in school or take this shot or have a COVID passport, all the crazy stuff they're going to tell you to do. I mean, I don't know if you saw that movie, Angelina Jolie, and I'm not really a fan of hers, but the movie was excellent. And it was First They Killed My Father. And it was about the Khmer Rouge. And I met a couple of these people when I was on a trip. And by golly, they told me they were 15 and 16 years old. They threw away their glasses. They lived in the fields. I mean, it was just god awful. They were in America running restaurants. You know, they got brought over after the war. But it was horrible. And that's what they're doing here. And the people don't recognize it because there's no real history taught in these schools. It's
not
just
anymore,
all about.
No. They're erasing history as fast as they can.
And whose fault is that? Why are your children still in these schools? And I'm talking to the conservatives and the Christians and the people who say they're patriots. I get what you're used to. I understand how you want it to be. But you have to understand what is and respect the truth. Then you can pick that sword up and cut these people to pieces. It would take 30 days of us yanking our kids out of these schools, putting the truth in front of them instead of lies, and not giving the government our labor, our attention, or our obedience. That's it. What are they going to get? away to these people. If we shun them, if we turn our backs, what all these government workers, they got their paycheck through this whole thing. Teachers, no schools, but they got their paychecks. Meantime, all these 60% of small businesses, many of which are closed forever.
Yeah, they're gone. They are definitely gone.
Lauren? Because you know what?
Lauren?
Those people,
Lauren?
Wait, real quick. Those people still have those skill sets. We could still turn this around. I'll let you go. I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
No. Don't hang up yet. I just wanted to pass along a message from our control room to stay on the line because they want to talk to you about something, okay?
Okay.
All right. Meanwhile, we're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Mike. I don't know if you've seen this or not about how hard they're pushing these vaccines. This is one of the things I wanted to talk about. But now, not only do you get your Krispy Kreme donut if you get a vaccine, you now get a lifetime membership, a VIP lifetime membership at strip clubs. This has reached Looney Tune level. It really has.
Yes.
It really has. And about with, I think her name was Lauren, your last caller, you know, talking about the television. I remember it like this, Tele Live Vision. I mean, that's the cool thing about being blind. I don't have to watch this crap. I mean, it's some days I'm happy about it. Some days I'm not. But a lot of the times I don't have to partake in this crap. I mean, it's you know, about with Biden and, you know, this is an illegitimate government. Like you said, don't obey this anymore. Don't, everybody, just stop paying attention to these people. Live your life how you want to live it. And if they say anything, ignore them and go on. I don't want to see violence, but, you know, like a Soviet-style collapse, it was a little violent. I've never seen a peaceful revolution, ever, or read about it in history. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you, those ham radio licenses, are any of their manuals in Braille? Have you ever seen a Braille?
I would imagine probably manual? That there is. I'm not aware of them for obvious reasons, but yeah.
I mean, and that's another thing, everybody. You know, they're probably going to start burning books or, you know, like with this cancel in this culture, you know, with history. Coming from me, I think everybody should ought to pick up another way of learning, like Braille, because if they come and take it, at least they can't read it, but you can. You know, I mean,
what could be like?
Just a thought. Yeah, exactly. You know, that's just a thought for everybody. I mean, I'm not trying to push read Braille to people, but I would say that's another way to, you know, if worst comes to worst, to send messages back and forth to one another. At least they can't read it, and we and everybody else could. Just thoughts out there. That's all. It's just, I've never seen anything like this. This, I don't know whether to laugh or cry, Mr. Mike. You know, look at the border situation. You know, our troops are over Afghanistan guarding poppy fields when we need them here
in
the southern border. Yeah, exactly. I mean, was it Michael Hastings was going to blow that wide open and then he gets killed?
Yep.
I mean, you know, I don't know, Mr. Mike. I want to give up, but at the same time, I don't want to give up. I don't know what to do. I don't know.
You keep educating people. That's all that you can do. Just, you know, bit by bit, we chip away at the facade of the government until the American people see what its true nature is.
I mean, if they can't see it by now, if I can see this, how fake it is and how this fraudulent government and faux government, whatever you want to call it, if I can see this, I don't understand why anybody else can't. I don't understand how people can't see that this whole COVID-19, although, you know, many different agendas, hey, that's all about putting a jab in your arm and making money. I mean, I think I had heard it went from $20 to now $150-some a shot now.
And it's going to go up to over 300.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. It's insane. I mean, I have to agree with your last caller. She's spot on. With some way.
Okay,
to get
Kevin, I got to let you go. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones, I got an email from somebody who's a radio ham himself who says there are plenty of blind people who are radio hams, and that therefore he concludes there are resources out there for blind people to get their licenses and get the more advanced licenses. It's just a case of tracking down those resources. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now to Daniel in North Dakota. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. So you guys were just talking about the ham radio.
Yes.
I think it'd be a really great idea to actually do a show on ham radios. There's a lot of information out there. And the guy
okay.
called earlier, you know, he said that he could give you advice. And I think that would be really cool if he actually came on and gave that advice to everybody that was on the listening to the show.
I hear you.
It'd be a bad secondly, you guys were talking about the alternative social medias, and I know a bunch of people from RBN signed up at social1776.com.
Okay.
But I just wanted to know that over at social1776, we actually added our own YouTube type of profile. So if you guys go over there, you can now download videos, and we're building onto it. So it's pretty cool, the things that we're doing over there. And
well, it sounds like it, and I'm going to have to check it out. What's the name of it again?
social1776.com. And the trick is, when you sign up for an account over there, use lowercase letters. Again, I'll say that, lowercase letters to create your username.
Okay.
And that's the trick, basically, to make it easier for people to sign up. So, but, yeah, I just want to say thanks, Mike, again, for the show that you're doing over here. We love listening to you guys. So,
well, thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks. Good night.
All right, good night. We're going to switch over to Kelly in Austin, who's going to answer some of Kevin's questions. And, Kelly, I'm probably going to have to take you through to the next commercial break. So take it away.
Well, this won't take very long. There are many sight-impaired or blind hams. In fact, they're called blind hams. The best way, I don't know of a Braille manual. I've never seen a Braille manual. But the best thing to do is to contact the American Radio Relay League, ARRL. It's either .com or .org. And they will be able to answer all of your questions. They'll be able to point you in the direction. They'll be able to point Kevin in the direction he needs to go to be able to find all the resources he needs to be able to study for a technician license or any other license.
Okay.
Rest assured, there are blind hams here in Austin, Texas. There's my group, the Oak Hill group, meets every Thursday evening by radio, and there are a couple of blind hams in there. They've had their licenses for a long time. So I want to give Kevin a lot of encouragement and tell him to pursue that. But start off by contacting the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, and on the web, it's either ARRL.org or .com, one of the digits. But just to type that in, and you'll find all the help you need.
Well, in these uncertain times, I think everybody would be well advised to at least have a good shortwave radio, in case the internet gets taken away from us. Certainly smaller two-way radios to stay in touch with your family if the cell phones go down, and definitely make the investment into getting a technician's license so you can go out on the amateur bands, which hopefully are going to be relatively free from interference by the government.
Well, the good thing about the HTs is that say the government tries to try to shut down the repeaters, you can still communicate by simplex, that is radio to radio, by
yes,
typing in a specific frequency. So they can't stop that. But then if you get a higher license, such as I have, a general license, or if you get the even higher one to the expert, amateur expert, you know, you're getting onto frequencies that they can't control. And so you can talk over long distances. I mean, they're not going to be able to mess with repeaters, because you're going to go directly into, say, the 10 meter frequencies, or 12, 15, 17, 20, you know, 40, or whatever else. And you can talk to people around the world without government interference. And that's why you want to upgrade your license. But you need to start off with the technician license.
Okay.
The technician license will get you started. You'll be able to communicate over very long distances, frankly, with an HT, depending upon the kind of repeater you're tapping into, especially if you have a digital repeater. And in many cases, if you get into what's called digital mobile radio, DMR, and you have a radio that can handle that, a DMR radio, you can talk to people around the world with a technician license.
Okay, that's good to know.
It's a wonderful hobby, but it's something we all need to have for reasons other than just hobby. With this oppressive government, we need to be able to communicate with people.
Absolutely, I agree with that. Now,
that.
My own experience with radio, many years ago in college, I came out and I worked a summer at, KGRB, KBOB, simulcasting Golden Oldies, and to do that job, I had to get a third-class radio telephone license, so I've been through the process already to an extent. I'm not expecting to get a lot of problems with the technician license. Anyway, Kelly, stay on the line. We got to put you on hold. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting, involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Working two jobs, Ian's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. Is someone home to help her?
Welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Kelly in Austin, who's been sharing a lot of really good information about ham radio. And, you know, we talk a lot about prepping on this show, but I think for somebody who's a serious prepper that may be getting into a ham radio with a technician class license and a handheld radio might not be a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. If you're a serious prepper, you're going to have to get into radio somehow. Not everybody, say, in a family can have a ham, wants to study for a ham license, but you can also get a very easily a GMRS license, which you don't have to take a test for.
True. I have a GMRS license.
Yeah, and that's actually becoming more popular now, you know, for people who don't want to take the time to study for a ham, to study for a ham test. And it's good for families, campers.
Yes.
It's a good way to maintain contact, and you can maintain contact easily within a mile or two of each other, depending on what kind of GMRS repeater there might be in your area. So that's something else I recommend. But ham radio, really, starting off with the HT, the technician license, is really the best place to start, and then go from there to your general license. And if you wanted to take extra time, get the amateur extra. Now, somebody mentioned maybe having me or somebody else on your program to offer advice to people. I'd be glad to do that. And I know that any other ham licensee who listens to your program would be willing to do that too. We were always encouraging people to go for their ham licenses.
Well, Kelly, next week after the Easter Passover craziness is gone, I would love to have you back as a second hour guest to really discuss this, because the more I'm hearing, the more it sounds like something that the American people need to have access to so they can maintain communication with each other during this crackdown on the internet and social media.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And look, it's not just for that, but, you know, ham radio operators play a big role in disaster.
Yes, they do.
In fact, local law enforcement agencies rely extensively on ham radio operators for communications. They need to know, what are the conditions somewhere? And ham radio is the easiest way to get that out. I'd be willing to do that, and I'm sure any other ham radio licensee who listens to you would be willing to do it, too. I'll send you my contact information, and I'll be willing to sit down with you for a half hour, an hour, and then walk people through what you need to know.
All right. Well, that'll be really good. I'm already getting emails asking to pass along their address to you because they're already curious about it.
Okay. Well, I'll send you all my contact information, and you can forward it to them as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the information and the radio and the manual, and we look forward to talking to you, more, especially as a formal guest on the show.
Okay, all right, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for taking the call. Bye.
You've got it, and let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, let's not forget sat phones, too. I think that'll be a help also. Necessary, right?
Yes.
You don't think so? I don't know. By the way, it reminds me also about a movie. I'm sure you've seen it. Probably one of the best movies in the last, I don't know, decade or two. Book of Eli.
Oh, I remember it. Yes. That's why I mentioned it, to that other individual who was wondering if the technician's manual was available in Braille.
I didn't hear that part. But, yeah, because that's what they reminded me of. I mean, it was some surprise at the end when you found out that the Denzel Washington character was actually blind, you know?
Yes.
Braille. What an actor. That's one of the, like, three, four best actors, I believe, in the world today, you know?
Yes.
Denzel. I mean, he can play, he's so good, he can play all these race-neutral, he plays so many race-neutral parts, too.
Yes.
Really, that he played by any race, you know what I mean? I even saw that the remake of The Magnificent Seven, where he had the Yul Brynner part.
Yes.
Anybody could do it with him. And he did a good job. I thought he did a good job. You know? I just want to say, what you were talking about, China, the agreement they have with Iran.
Yes.
I was listening to a podcast today while I was driving True News.
Yes.
There's kind of a religious show, but they have a lot of good, they cover a lot of news. Real news, true news, you know? And they were covering this thing, and they kind of seemed to think that there might be something involved in this, where maybe China would either lend them or give some nukes to Iran to defend themselves against the possibility. The only chance
it's
Israel
entirely
would have
possible.
Yeah, that's the only chance Israel would have is against Iran in a war is their nukes. And if Iran has, like, let's say four or five nukes, which either Russia or China could easily give to them, and Iran has the missiles to put them
yes,
on.
They
have the ability to take them out. They don't even have they don't even need the means of delivery. They have it. That's it. That would create a mad situation, mutual
yes.
destruction. And I think that would be I think Netanyahu or whoever else is in control in Israel would shut their mouth. Stop their nonsense, and that would be it. Because that would be the great equalizer. It's kind of like the reason for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is there as a, as well as for self-defense, it's also there to warn the government. You want to go to war with the American people, the American people have the ability to fight back, you know?
Yes, they do.
Same thing in an international front with nukes. When a country has nukes, that means they have the ability to, that's going to be a deterrent.
It's going to be, that's the reason to have pardon me, either a gun or a nuclear weapon is a deterrent. You know, you certainly hope you don't have to use it, but having one basically makes your neighbors much more well behaved.
Absolutely. And, you know, you would think, and as far as Ukraine goes, that's a reckless step. They are really reckless. And unfortunately,
yes, they are
encouraged. They push Russia too far. I'm not even talking about trying to take Crimea back. That would be impossible for them to do. Okay? But
yes,
even moving against East, where they got their butts kicked twice earlier, and Putin put a restraining hand on the Ukrainian rebels who could have gone right into Kiev at the time. This time, if they try anything with eastern Ukraine, I think Russia's ready to really step in with both feet, maybe even to the point of going right into Kiev. Now, what the United States would do, who knows? Probably nothing. But when you've got a demented old fool in there that basically doesn't even know what planet he's living on, who knows? You know? Anything is possible, unfortunately. It's a very dangerous world we're in today, Mike. You know, the funny thing about, we talk about the book of Eli, that was a post-nuclear war world, if I remember right.
Yes.
You know? So, I mean, and that's probably the kind, if there is man, if there's humans living after something like that, it'd probably be in those kind of conditions, you know?
Yeah, very much so.
Very likely, you know? So,
well, just study the post-World War I and World War II histories of Europe, you know, because it did take them a long while to rebuild their civilization. And, you know, right when the war was over, its conditions were very, very bad.
They were bad, but it wouldn't be as bad as if you had thousands of nukes hitting one area after another in the world. I mean, that would be devastating. And you look at the radiation, the nuclear winter, and all the other things that will go with it, wouldn't be very free.
Nope.
Sure. At least back in the 60s and 70s, people understood it. They don't seem to understand it now. You know?
No, they don't. Well, we're too far removed from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know, atom bombs are something you see in movies. And, you know, so there's a certain abstraction to the idea of a mushroom cloud, and they don't really have a gut awareness of just how powerful and destructive these weapons can be.
I think another thing is, too, back then, you had most of your congressmen and senators and even presidents were usually World War II veterans.
Yes.
JFK is a prime example. And they understood, you know, they understood very well what a nuclear war would be like.
Yes.
You don't have this anymore. Most of the people in Congress, Senator, not veterans, and even the ones that are don't seem to realize it. And these madmen in the CIA have way too much to say, and they don't seem to understand, or they don't want to understand what a nuclear war could be like. We should be, and as far as, by the way, Putin laughing, I disagree with Kelly on this. He said Putin's laughing about Biden. I don't think he's laughing at all. I think Putin is a statesman. He's also very, very intelligent. Probably the smartest leader in the world today, probably the greatest statesman in the world. He understands what it is to have a nuclear power like the United States in this kind of a situation, where we're basically rudderless, okay? He can't be happy over this. We would, just like we wouldn't be, anybody in their right mind wouldn't be happy if this was going on in Russia.
Yes.
Okay? It's a very dangerous situation, and I'm sure he realizes it. I'm sure I'm sure he's monitoring our missiles very closely, and I'm sure
that may be a little bit hard because apparently the Open Skies Treaty has kind of gone away, and that means that the U.S. and also Russia and China can start developing more nuclear arms, safe from being spied on from above, except of course by the satellites.
There's also something else very interesting on True News today. They said Russians, I think, are like three or four Russian nuclear submarines, armed submarines, appeared in a certain place around the North Pole.
Yes.
We had no clue that they were even there, and they have their missiles pointed at the United States. it was they believe it was Putin's way of saying, you know, hey, don't push us too far. We're out. We, you know, you don't even know we were there, you know. So that's how dangerous this is, you know. But whether a demented old fool like Biden understands this, or a complete idiot like Kamala Harris, just gagging.
Well, you know, they've got their bomb shelters. You know, they've got Cheyenne Mountain. They've got the bunkers underneath the Washington, D.C. It's just the rest of us who are going to get vaporized.
Let's not forget Denver Airport, too, where the billionaires are probably. That's why the American people patriots got to be prepared. If they do something like this, if they get us in a nuke, before the nukes go off, we got to be prepared to make sure they don't get into those bunkers and the patriots get into the bunkers.
Oh, right? I disagree. I think we should let them get into the bunkers and then cement over the hatches.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want real patriots, real, you know, people who love this country and aren't warmongers and stuff, wouldn't you want them to survive something like that?
I would like them to survive something like that, but I'm talking about the politicians and the those who are in favor of a nuclear war because, you know, they've got their bunkers. Let them go into the bunkers and then cement over the hatch.
Oh, you got a point there, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do got a point. All right, Mike. I'll let you go, buddy. Take it easy, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot.
Have a happy Easter.
All right. Okay? Bye. All right, we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. Hey, do you happen to listen to John Stadtmuller's show after you're done? I know you're probably tired and have things to do. I'm just wondering if you caught yesterday's program at all.
No, I did not, and I won't catch it tonight because tonight is Claire's bell choir rehearsal, and I've been drafted to ring some bells.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to hold you against it, but I'm just mentioning it because I brought up this topic last night just to see if you had any background on it.
Yes.
And this is a hidden facet, a hidden cost of the COVID-19 vaccine that's produced by U.S. pharmaceutical companies. And that's the ocean's ecosystem is being destroyed by the harvesting of horseshoe crabs you're familiar with that?
I'm familiar with that, and I'm also familiar with the fact that all of this, these used masks are just being tossed into the environment, and wildlife is getting tangled up in it, and it's a huge, ugly disaster.
A terrible disaster. I'm looking at a big article, and it's very concise by National Geographic, and so I'm going to have to just bear with me. Just pick out the points here. There's a chemical that they draw out of the animal's blood. It's a copper-based blood in the horseshoe crab. So it creates a they can withdraw a chemical that they call lysate.
Yes.
Which they use it to detect a contaminant called endotoxin. I'm familiar with endotoxin that occurs everywhere, even in feed. And they round up 500,000 Atlantic horseshoe crabs a year, and this is several years ago. It bleed them in a gross-looking, like a factory farm type setting where they set them up, and they stick a needle into the main artery going into their heart, withdraw a certain amount of blood, and then put them back in the ocean. And the company's doing this. Claim that, oh, only 10% or so died. Well, actually, the number is more like 60%. In 1990, biologists estimated 1.24 million crabs spawned in Delaware Bay, which is a main egg-laying spot and prime collection point for the companies. By 2002, that number has dropped to 33,500. Okay, and there are migrating birds, more than one of which travel 6,000 miles from the Arctic to Chile every year in their migration, and that's where they load up on horseshoe crab eggs in order to make that journey. So they're suffering. Their sea life that feeds on horseshoe crab legs, horseshoe crab eggs. And the thing is this, you know, first of all, this carnage for a disease that's we don't even know if it's really any more serious than the common flu. You know,
I don't think
it
is.
The death rate's so low.
I think it is the flu. They just renamed it to make it scary, the way that AstraZeneca's just renamed their vaccine to make it less scary.
Right, right. Or it could be another variant of the flu. When they test for it, they collect regular flu with that, and then they say, oh, you know, this is COVID. But anyhow, getting back to the horseshoe crab thing, the thing is, several years ago, the European labs developed a synthetic alternative for it. And that's what the Sputnik, I'm sure that the Sputnik vaccine uses
okay.
it.
Bruce, but I'm sorry US to cut you off. I got to let you go here. We're going to take a commercial break. We have callers waiting on the line, and we've got one more segment of the show to do. So we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Bob in North Carolina. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is a couple of things. I am not a troll. Please don't hang up on me, but I do have to push back a little bit here. I think one of the reasons why you don't have a lot of callers is you've lost credibility. Just like the last segment, you're talking to the caller, and you said, oh, I just think it's kind of like a flu, but yet you went ahead and took the vaccine. You're reading stories about how bad the vaccine is, the problem with the vaccine, and then you're the one who took the vaccine, okay? So, number two.
Okay, well, Bob, also, thank you for your opinion, and we've got time for one more call. James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's true that we don't have Robert Burns Woodward around. He could synthesize that limulus amebocyte lysate. But ethylene oxide, that's a carcinogen.
Yes.
It's a mutagen.
Yes.
And as soon as it's got that nasty oxide ring in there, and as soon as that hits something slightly basic, it'll open up, and that'll be the DNA's worst nightmare. And there's, am I right? They're sticking this up people's noses?
Essentially, that's what the news story said.
And it's going right to the membrane between the brain and whatnot?
Well, I don't know if it can cross the blood-brain barrier or not. But obviously, we do need to look into, what exactly is in that swab they're shoving up your nose. Just the fact that there's a known carcinogen in there, I think, is cause for alarm.
Yeah, that's the simplest epoxide, and you know epoxide.
Yes.
That's not stuff you want to, you don't want to take a bath in that, like my professor would say. So anyway, that's my my comment for today.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here, and we got a couple more minutes here, so let's get into another story. Apparently, Alabama is now joining 20 other states in crafting laws to protect children from transgender drug treatment. That's 20 states. It's almost half the country right now that wants to protect children from the transgender movement that claims biological sex is assigned at birth and children are capable of deciding what sex they want to be and undergo procedures to change their sex. Now, the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act would make it a felony to provide life-altering drug treatment or surgery to minors. And I'm absolutely, absolutely in support of this. Now, advocates for so-called transgender youth argue that helping gender-confused children is harmful, including National Public Radio, which interviewed a 17-year-old girl who's living as a boy on its Monday morning edition on Sunday. So, again, I consider this child abuse. These kids are not old enough to really know what their sexuality is. They're young, they're impressionable, they're confused. They're literally proselytizing this transgender agenda inside the school system, you know, along with drag queen story hour and all the rest. Okay, we're coming up here on the end of the program. The music is going to be starting any second, so stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.